In a country in which violence in educational settings is a genuine threat, school administrators have become more inclined to send misbehaving, rebellious children to psychiatrists, according to an article by The Guardian. Although psychiatric evaluations are an important part of assessing threats to schools, preventing violence, and presenting aid to students amid a mental health crisis, an over-reliance on them can be incredibly harmful to students subject to them. This problem exists because, in and of itself, determining if someone will be a violent offender is a very difficult process. Since many schools have no form of mental health professionals or administrators due to a lack of resources, schools often shift the responsibility of evaluation and mediation to psychiatrists and, on occasion, emergency rooms. Due to the overburdened system of youth mental health, students may be kept out of school for long periods, left in crisis, and without any aid from administrators. For example, let's take a look at Carter Auerbach's experiences. Carter has ADHD, and when he began the first grade, he struggled to concentrate and frequently got frustrated with his classmates when he believed they alienated and misunderstood him. Despite frequent meetings with a school therapist to discuss better coping strategies, he became aggressive with his peers. After each confrontation, the school insisted that Carter be taken by police to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. He and his family spent hours waiting for a psychiatrist to quickly evaluate and discharge him before the cycle began anew. Eventually, Carter was suspended until the district could review a full psychiatric evaluation. According to The Guardian, Dori Auerbach, his grandmother said, quote, "They promised and promised that they had everything in place. And then, when it came down to it, they didn't know what to do with him and then kicked him out again," end quote. The Guardian states that, quote, "She reached out to several psychiatrists on her own to arrange an evaluation, but was told they weren't taking any new patients, a common occurrence amid a nationwide shortage in child mental health care providers," end quote. This practice often bars children from school, impacting their academic journeys in irreversible ways by not allowing them to come back for large swaths of time. By the time Carter was allowed to return to school, he hadn't been in a classroom for nearly half a year. Currently, the practice of excessively recommending evaluations is used unfairly, disproportionately affecting students with special needs and disabilities and African American students. In a 2017 settlement between the Department of Justice and the schools of Wicomico County, Maryland, data showed that the district sent children to the emergency room in handcuffs at least 117 times, with 40% being 12 or younger. More than half of these students were Black, despite Black students composing only a third of the school district. Deborah Wiseborough, a clinical professor of psychiatry at the Medical Center of the State University of New York, Stony Brook, conducted a study about the characteristics of children sent to outpatient threat assessment. Her team found that only 8% of the students surveyed were potentially dangerous. However, according to Wiseborough, most had diagnoses of, quote, "attention deficit / hyperactivity, learning, depressive, anxiety, and autism disorders, usually in combinations," end quote. And many had histories of being bullied, traumatic family events, and physical, verbal, and sexual abuse. Many of these issues could have been confronted by implementing smaller class sizes or regular meetings with a therapist, something often made impossible by a lack of resources at schools. To address the larger issue of over-recommending children to psychiatric evaluations, there is some legislative movement towards progress, like in New Jersey. According to The Guardian, a New Jersey bill proposed to, quote, "create a statewide policy on psychiatric clearances of students and require the state's education department to collect annual data on the number of students removed from school mental health evaluations," end quote. However, this bill is still in committee. With KCSB, this is Alexandria Pack.